Leader of Baha'ism Here. Thursday, May 2, 1912. The Red Cloud Chief, Webster County, Nebraska. Abbas Effendi, known to his millions of followers as Abdul Baha, the leader of Baha'ism, is now on a visit to America. Never before in recorded history has one of the founders of an Oriental religious movement, since become worldwide, visited America. The personality and history of one who has spent 60 years of his life in banishment, imprisonment, and exile from his native land makes a story of fascinating interest, vividly impressing upon the mind of the investigator the fact that the days of religious persecution are not ended, and that even in this modern age, a drama has been enacted which, for human interest, equals or surpasses biblical history. Abbas Effendi, who is known to his millions of followers as Abdul Baha, the servant of God, was born in Tehran, Persia, May 23, 1844, and now about 68. To write the history of Abdul Baha's life, one must first give a brief statement of what is known as the Babist cause. Abbas Effendi's father was born in 1817 and was called by the Bab Baha'u'llah, a title meaning the glory of God. He gave up his wealth and position to become an associate of this lowly band, and after the death of the Bab was looked upon as their leader. In the massacre in 1852, he, with others, was imprisoned, chained in a dungeon as a suspect, and narrowly escaped a death sentence, was banished from Persia with his family and a few of his faithful disciples.